This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, and Schnepp's Nursing Home, fax 989-681-3181, regarding David Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. Date of birth is 3/11/1932. Dear Dr. Saxena and Schnepp's Healthcare, this is a telemedicine visit for Mr. Vaughn, who's currently residing at Schnepp's Healthcare for physical rehab. His family is present for the meeting because the patient is very confused and unable to participate. He was admitted to Elma Hospital from 11/9/22 through 11/12 for a closed compression fracture of the L1 vertebra. He also was found to have a urinary tract infection, and renal failure was worsened at that time. He had an enlarged prostate and urinary retention also that was noted at the time of admission. He was seen by the urologist, and he recommended intermittent catheterizations to manage the urinary retention, but no current Foley catheter at the time of discharge. One was placed yesterday, however, at Schnepp's due to the discomfort associated with intermittent catheterizations. The family states that the patient was able to discuss his wishes prior to becoming markedly ill and confused, and he stated he did not wish to pursue dialysis even when he became bad enough to need it. And so at this point, the family is declining any offers for dialysis. He will be being discharged from SNEPs hopefully by Friday this week, which would be December 2nd, and he's going to be transferred to the memory care unit at Arbor Grove Assisted Living Facility. And the family is very interested in involving hospice for his care and would like supportive care. They are not averse to having lab studies done or monitored, but they would not wish to take him out to have them done of Arbor Grove. If they could be done at Arbor Grove while he's on hospice, they would be willing to do that, but they don't wish to take the patient out to have lab studies done or further monitoring if he could be on hospice and under the care of the hospice providers. He had lab studies done today, and his renal function has declined even more. His creatinine today is 3.8, and now estimated GFR is 15, so he's reached stage 5. Chronic kidney disease. And it has been a slow progression, but of course the Foley catheter was just placed yesterday, so possibly there could be some improvement in creatinine with the relief of the obstruction. That's difficult to know without ongoing follow-up. Current medications. He's on Flomax 0.4 milligram twice a day, omeprazole 20 milligram daily, metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, buciperone 5 milligram twice a day, finasteride 5 milligram daily, Depakote 125 milligram three times a day, Percocet 5/325, one every 4 hours as needed for pain. Senacot is twice a day. Ducalox, 5 milligrams once a day for the chronic constipation he is suffering. He's off Namenda. Also, he's off vitamin B12 and Lovaza at this time, also off folic acid. Physical exam, blood pressure 116 over 67, pulse is 60. Weight is 185.8. Labs, most recent lab studies were done today. As previously stated, creatinine is 3.8 Previous level was 3.5 1 week ago. 11:16, creatinine was 3.4. Before that, 2.4, 2.3, and 2.6. And his hemoglobin is 9.5, platelets 131,000, normal white count, calcium is 8, sodium 143, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide is 21, phosphorus 4.5. Last albumin level was, let's see, 3.8, and that was 11:16. 11:10, creatinine is 2.4. Estimated GFR is 26 then. Prior to that, from 2020 to present, creatinine levels have ranged between 2.5 and 2.9 up until time of hospitalization. Intact parathyroid hormone was 143.3. Hemoglobin A1C is 6 most recently. Assessment and plan, stage 5, chronic kidney disease currently, with benign prostatic hypertrophy resulting in urinary retention with a recent Foley catheter placed. 3, severe dementia, and the family wishes to have the patient placed on hospice. And the family indicated that the patient discussed with them when he was alert and oriented that he did not wish to have dialysis done, even when he gets to the point where he could need it. And we did review uremic symptoms and that dialysis would be treatment of symptoms, a management of symptoms. It's not curative, maybe supportive if he was extremely short of breath, started vomiting, those issues could be lessened slightly by the use of dialysis. We will stay available if the patient's family decides they want to change from hospice supportive care into monitoring care at the assisted living facility, and they will contact us to let us know if they make that decision. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.